Good morning. Welcome to the Maximum Radio Network. It's Monday. It's October 18th in the year of our Lord, 2013. Thank you for joining us. I trust that you're feeling well. How are you feeling? Well, I'm glad you asked. I feel fine. I thank God for this brand new day and for feeling pretty rested and up and ready and welcoming this day that God has given you and I. Thank you for joining us. We trust that you had a wonderful weekend, a wonderful day of worship if you were able to gather with other believers in your locality where you are. And I guess you were reminded that God is still on the throne. He is still ruling over us. He's still ruling over all of creation. All of the earth is His. So thank you for joining us today, and I trust that you are heading into a victorious week. With all of its challenges that newness brings, well, you will be able to stand as you trust the Lord more and more. Well, you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ, and we're spending some time with Him. And today, we've been really going over the names of God for the past, I don't know how many months, couple of months at least. We've been looking at God's names, and His names are very displaying of various facets or attributes of His nature. And today, we're looking at His name, Jehovah Rapha, or our healer, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Now, that is taken from Exodus chapter 15, verse 25 through 26. And let's listen to it for a moment. There, He made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there He tested them and said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you." We are completely dependent on Him for our being. It is in Him we live and move and do have our being, and our condition can be described as one of ongoing need, and we are therefore dependent on God for healing of our spirit, of our soul, and our body. It is He that nourishes our being, and therefore all our worship focuses on the Lord God Almighty, because He satisfies our being in Him. So that is why we come together so faithfully, because you and I are absolutely dependent on Him. Our wholeness in our entire being is dependent on Him. He's the one that takes our brokenness and mends us, put us back together in ways that we could never imagine. And He takes us through whatever comes and brings us out on the other side even in much better shape than where we were and what we were before entering into any circumstance or situation. We are stronger in our being. Our spirits are focused, nourished, and fat in Him. So this is what we're doing today. We're coming into His presence, we're worshiping Him, we're entering with praise and with thanksgiving. Please join me as we go to the Lord in prayer, even now. Father, you are a healer. You're the one that keeps us. It's in you that we live and move and have our very being. So on this Monday morning that you've given to us, that you've created, we thank you that it is written in Psalms chapter 103 that we will not forget all your benefits. You forgave all our sins and have healed all our diseases. You redeemed our lives from destruction. You have crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. You are merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. We thank you for your mercy that comes to us. You have not dealt with us according to our iniquities. As far as the heaven is above the earth, so great is your mercy toward us. For we fear you. As far as the east is from the west, you have thrown our sins from us. We thank you for cleansing us, for washing away all of our transgressions and our sins, applying the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, upon our lives to remove the stains that have stuck to us as we walk daily. We thank you today. So we now gird up our loins with your belt of truth. We are set free from bondages and strongholds according to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. We operate in discernment according to Hebrews 5 and verse 14, that we may continue to be free. We take off all our dependency on the flesh and dependence on anything in this world or this world's system. We trust and depend completely on Jesus Christ, according to Psalm chapter 31, verse 1. So, Father, we thank you that you are our healer. You are our provider. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, welcome to our program today. Our focus is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He's our healer. And what I've done, I've opened up all of our lines so that you can speak freely, you can bring a praise report, you can also make a prayer request, and we welcome those. And just feel free to bring them forth. Praise stirs the atmosphere around you, the atmosphere around you, and brings it into alignment with the grace and the throne of God. Yes. And then it stirs the atmosphere, whatever your target of praise report is, and whatever your prayer request is, it stirs the atmosphere. It leaves it in alignment with our Heavenly Father. So we thank you for joining us today, and we wanting to lift up our request before Him. We thank God. I have a praise report. I thank God again for Aaron and Diane. We saw them on yesterday. They worshiped you with us. And we thank God for bringing strength to both of them. We thank you, Lord, for bringing healing to their bodies, particularly Aaron strengthening him in his inner man as well, so that his faith is steady and strong, strengthening Diane in her person as well, so that her faith endures. So we thank you for what you're doing there. And that's a praise report of what God is doing. God is sustaining them and keeping them as they go from hour to hour, from minute to minute, daily. God is the one that is truly their healer, truly their provider. And we thank all of you for praying with us concerning them, because they're completely dependent on the Lord and are trusting him in a great way. So we thank God for them. On yesterday, we saw another newborn believer, Shakita. We saw her on yesterday, and she was unable to attend services because she had to work. She just found employment, and she is so happy, and so happy what the Lord is doing in her life. But she stopped by our offices yesterday, and fortunately we were there because we were in a meeting after services on yesterday, and she was just so overjoyed, and we, of course, were glad to see her. Thank you again for your prayers concerning her strength in the Lord. She is relatively newborn and is now putting down roots of faith in Christ. So we thank God for that. And we thank God for all of the people that worshipped with us on yesterday, and how God blessed us in a very special way. And so we thank God for that. Okay, any praise reports or prayer requests? We are looking forward to those. And thank you for joining us. Well, let us go to the Lord in prayer, and let us beseech him. Let us depend on him as we are. And if you're having any kind of a dismay at this point, you know, we live in real life circumstances, and the Lord wants you to know that you should not fear. He says in Joshua chapter 10 and verse 25, "Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom you fight." And we have enemies, and our sense of dismay comes quite often, it stems from fear, when we are uncertain. But we are told to cast all our fears away, not to be dismayed, be strong and of good courage. Courage, courage. Someone needs to take a huge grab of that for today. Courage, that the Lord will do justice for you in the face of all your enemies, all of the things that you're standing against. So let us bring that. If you are in any kind of fear and dismay right now, let us all bring that to the Lord right now. Let us pray. He is our Father. We cry, Abba, Father. And we know that there should be no reason for dismay in our lives whatsoever, because dismay always involves fear, discouragement, and apprehension. And I know you are with us, Lord, and you are going before us. You will never fail us nor forsake us, because we know these truths. And therefore, we will not fear or be dismayed about anything. Through your grace, we will be strong and of good courage. We will not be afraid or dismayed, for We know you go with us because you promise that you never leave nor forsake us. Give us wisdom and understanding. So, Father, help us to obey your principles, your laws. We want to fulfill your statutes. And as we do so, we know that we will have your strength and courage, and we will have no reason to be filled with dread and dismay. Help us to always remember that the battle is not ours, but it is yours. You are Almighty God, and we know you will strengthen us and help us. Thank you for upholding us with the right hand of your righteousness. You are seated upon the throne. Help us to encourage ourselves as the men of Israel did. Help me to be like David. We want to be like David, who encouraged himself in you. We therefore realize that there is no reason for dismay when we consider the truth that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loves us, gave himself for us. So we are fully persuaded, Father, that nothing shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus, who is our Lord. Because we are born of you, Father, we know that we can overcome the world through faith. Because this is true, we know we have no reason for dismay or fear any longer. We thank you for hearing and for answering our prayer, for satisfying our need for peace in our spirit, in our hearts, as we trust you. Strengthen our faith. Strengthen our resolve to be in peace, that you've given us a spirit of love and a power and a sound mind. We receive that today as newness, as new as this day, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we thank you for joining us on this wonderful day that the Lord has given us. And we therefore thank you for getting up and for being so faithful. How are you feeling today? How are you doing? I trust that you're feeling good and feeling as well as I am. We are open for, your lines are open. We're open for a prayer request and for a praise report. We are facing a brand new week, which brings its own challenges that would cause us to grow in grace. And let the peace of God settle into your spirit. No anxiety, no fear. Just the peace of God. Let it rest upon you concerning everything, because our next breath is coming from him. It's in his hand. Imagine that. And nothing can separate you and I from his great love for us. And he is constantly healing us all the time. In our spirit, in our minds, in our bodies. Every breath brings newness and healing into our being and into our system. So breathe deeply, knowing that his glory comes in as we intake in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Breathe in that which brings health to our being. Every breath that we take, every moment, it's his. And it's his gift. Imagine that. Just imagine that. So we thank God that the government is open for business once again after approximately 3 weeks of disruptions. And so there appears to be some sense of return to normalcy. We thank God for hearing and answering the prayers of all the believers around the world who prayed over that set of circumstances, and now there is some forward movement, and normalcy has returned to the gates and the doors of government. So we thank God for that. Let us believe God continually for everything. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Yes, he's our healer. Yes, just allow the healing grace of God to rest upon you, to permeate your being right now. Yes, the heavens are open. They are open for our benefits. We are not to forget all his benefits. There's great benefits. We live in a world where there's conversation continually about benefits. Well, that's good. However, the ultimate benefits come from the Lord. It comes from him who showers us with benefits. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that when we are awake every day, every moment, that to confront and to do our task and our business, to take care of all the things that are on our plate, that you have wisdom available for us. You pour wisdom into us. You said, any man lacking wisdom, let him ask of God. If there's someone that is facing decisions, very important and major decisions concerning anything, please know that the promise of God is that if we lack wisdom, we simply ask God, and he will not push us off. He will simply give us what we need. He will bring wisdom to us so that we are able to make the right, the correct decision. That's why we're plugged into him. And Father, we thank you for giving us right now anyone who needs wisdom. Wisdom. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that your throne room is open and you're pouring in instruction, guidance. You're reminding us of all your benefits. You're reminding us not to forget that you're available and that wisdom coming from you is what we need. And what you're willing to supply even now as we believe you and we stand in faith for wisdom and guidance. We ask for wisdom in the name of Jesus. The wisdom that comes only from above. It's not earthly. It's heavenly.
Yes.
Guide us. In the name of Jesus, in all we do, speak to our hearts, speak to our inner man right now, so that we can move in your will. We can move in wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Give us the depth of understanding that we need right now, in Jesus' name, for this day and for the rest of this week, in Jesus' name. We claim what you have for us. We claim your promises because they are yea and amen. And we thank God right now. We thank you, Father, right now for imparting to us what we need. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, there's someone within a range of our voice that was just given the answer to some important, very important questions and or decisions that were being made right now. You now have the confidence that you've just heard from God. You've just felt the impulse of the Holy Spirit in your spirit, guiding you and pointing you, settling something that had a huge question mark. It's now settled in your spirit. It's now settled. And we call it done. In the name of Jesus, we call it done. In Jesus' name. It's settled. Settled in heaven. It's therefore settled in the earth. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, it's done. That quickly and that easily. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Entertain the peace that has arrived. Open the door and allow all of the peace of God to come in and to rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your help. He's our helper. Oh, hallelujah. He's my helper. He's your helper. He is our helper. And it's okay to be needy in Him because we need Him. We need Him desperately. We're not independent. And we can feel and we can talk like we are. We can assume that we are, but that's not in touch with reality. We are so dependent on Him. And He loves that. He loves that. He absolutely loves that. It's okay. It's okay. He wants you and I to be dependent on Him. He doesn't feel like we are a burden. We are not a burden to our God. Our God is huge. He is huge. There's room for everyone. There's so much room that there's leftover room. There's room for everyone on earth. Everyone that has ever lived, everyone that's going to be, there is room in Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
He is awesome. He is awesome. So it's okay to be greedy, if you will. Get all you can and just allow His love to overflow you in the name of Jesus. Let His love overflow you. Father, we thank You for Your great love. We're learning to employ and enjoy that great love, the love that's without reservations, that love us right where we are. We thank You for Your great love in the name of Jesus, that love that comes to us in ways that we are not able to understand, we're not able to fathom. Your love is there for us. When we feel lonely, when we feel deserted, when we feel rejected, Your love is always there. Always there. What manner of love is this? We're trying to enter in, to enjoy and to drink deeply in the name of Jesus. Friend, drink. Drink deeply of that. It's so satisfying. So satisfying. Those that are hungering and thirsting after righteousness according to His promise. It says, they shall be filled. And filling up here is not halfway up, not three quarters. It's overflow. Complete overflow. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the overflow of your mercy, your love, your tender graces towards us. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. On this day, we thank you for the privilege of rising and being able to call on your name. We thank you today. Thank you for your strength that you've given to us. You've imparted health to us, well-being to us, liberty, freedom. Thank you for the freedom that we have. Where there are people right now that are not free. They're bound and yoked in so many ways. But we are free. You've offered, you've given, you've poured out. And we therefore walk in freedom today because of what you've done. Hallelujah. Thank you. Because of what you've done. That nothing can separate us from your great love. Nothing can pluck us out of your hand.
Nothing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
May every word that comes out of our mouth today, every word, may every thought honor you all of this day, Monday, today, every thought in the name of Jesus, every word bring you glory, bring you honor. In Jesus' name, that our entire being praises and glorifies you today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. And keep you in the name of Jesus. May He bless you mightily, richly.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We have blessings upon each and everyone here this morning on the prayer line, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor and Sister Liz, Lord God. And Lord, I ask you to continue to spread this ministry to each and every home. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Blessed and prosperous day.
Yes. God bless you.
Good
May His face shine upon you and lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Yes.
Amen. God bless everyone. Have a blessed day.
Everyone, welcome to the kids.
Amen.